At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
You're nourished. Got a donut from Bearded
Thanks
Ben.
Thanks to Bearded
That's,
Ben.
From Hertz Donut. He thinks he woke the guy up from there today.
They're a 24-hour donut operation.
Which I've never understood. But more power to him.
Right across the street from the old journal.
It's in the Grand Manse building.
It's the Grand Manse. It's been there for a while. I used to go over there just in a pinch and get an apple fritter. And I swear an apple fritter would last you all day.
Think so?
Yep.
Oh, it's pretty big.
It was huge, yeah.
Fritters are big.
Let's do this Kentucky schedule thing.
Yes, okay. We went through this Kentucky schedule.
We could just do
briefly.
This all show, actually.
Please go to it.
I think June is more of our schedule.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Stuff. I don't know what the hardest schedules in the country are. I don't know. I'm sure CBS Sports has probably done a feature.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, but
this has to be.
Yeah, but if you're worried that all of a sudden, if you're sitting here as a Husker fan, well, we got to play, Indiana. Just check this schedule out. Oh man,
we're going through it one more time. Yeah. Because Bill's mesmerized by it, as am I. Youngstown State, okay. Yeah. They play in Lexington. Then right away, September 12th, Alabama.
Coming in to
Lexington. Then you go to Texas A&M, which is, I imagine, fairly loaded.
So. I would say A&M is probably one of the top five hardest places to win, just as an atmosphere. And then they have talent, and the coach is in, what, year three or four? Mm-hmm. They're a playoff team last year.
You're three for Elko.
They're a playoff team last year.
South Alabama goes to Lexington. Then you go to at South Carolina. Then the gauntlet's full on.
South Carolina's brutal.
At South Carolina at Williams-Brice. Nice. Then LSU comes to town with a $55 million roster. $55 million roster.
Train.
Yeah. Then you go to at Oklahoma, which is surging.
Playoff team.
Yep. Vandy, which is no longer
They were the joke, but they won 10.
Right.
Yeah. How will they fare without Pavia? Yeah. Good question, but could be all right.
At Tennessee, next. Florida, then goes to Lexington. Then you go to Missouri. And then you got Louisville. Why are they playing Louisville?
That was in-state rival.
Yeah, they always.
That's like Iowa State. Yeah. They play them every year.
That's ridiculous. That Will Stein, first-year coach. And that's Kenny Minchie, right?
Yeah. I think Nebraska fans will watch that pretty closely.
Yeah.
Because they had him for like 24 hours at Nebraska.
Yeah,
not even 48. 24 hours they had Kenny Minchie here.
Mm-hmm. He was raving about Minchie in his interview, but what else would you do but rave?
I mean,
so that doesn't ever mean much about better just rave. And everybody they talked to, I love when you hear, we'd all do the same thing, but every hire right now, like when they got done, Roy Philpott was, everybody was just like, going, what a hire. What a hire getting Will Stein. I mean, that's how it is with everybody. It's a new hire. No one's going to be like going, well, I don't know about this. They hired him, but we'll see what happens.
Now, you seldom hear that.
Yeah, it's very positive.
God, just don't it. Anyway.
Yeah, you're like...
It's like melting in your fingers.
Yeah, so what are we doing? You're like, it's all your licking fingers and stuff.
Is that disgusting?
Yes, it is.
The germy donut you got there.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty germy.
That freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting. Yeah. Anyway. Then you have this other news you got.
I was surprised.
Give us some news, Jake.
So right around 11 o'clock yesterday, there was some very surprising news.
11 a.m.?
11 a.m. We remember the name last year, Ugnius Jerusevicius.
Yeah.
He played one game for Nebraska, and he came from Central Michigan, averaged about 17 points a game. There was high hopes that he would be a big part of the team. Nebraska without him was 28-7, went to the Sweet 16. They didn't really need his services. He goes in the portal. He had back problems last year. He ends up signing yesterday with Arizona. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Who was a one seed last year?
Who was in the Final Four.
Yes.
One seed, Final Four bound Arizona. Signs Ugnius Jaroslavicius. Oogie.
Shocking.
I was stunned by this yesterday. I don't really get stunned very often.
I don't understand it.
It blows me away.
He's got a bad back.
He has a bad back.
I've heard this conversation from Robin all season, just in his daily conversations. The back thing is real, I think. Maybe, okay, is this you go to Arizona in a different kind of air or something?
You take a flyer on it's going to be better health in the offseason. I don't know.
What helped his back the most was the dry heat.
The dry heat of Arizona.
I shouldn't have said it. Well,
you brought it up.
Yeah. I imagine it's one of those, it's probably very little risk and high reward.
Yeah,
it's
not going to start.
They didn't pay him hardly anything, probably. He had nowhere to go.
I wonder about that.
And he probably had the choice to go. It's like, okay, what do we do? Arizona's like, we'll take him for what? Scholarship. We'll give you a scholarship. Come down here and we're not going to pay much, but we'll give you a scholarship.
I just know, hey, listen, it was a very frustrating thing for Nebraska, that back.
Because
it would be okay some days, not debilitating on others, and nothing they could do about it.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
He came in with pretty high accolades from the Central Michigan. They thought he could be a big part, maybe not a starter at Nebraska, but to spell Rink Mast, to spell Barricade.
He was scoring, he averaged 17 in the MAC.
Yes.
That's really good.
He was an all-MAC first-team player.
Yeah. You wouldn't expect more than 1 point a game from him.
No,
he didn't even average that.
Yeah,
so that is shocking.
It is.
I mean, it tells you again. This guy was, we saw him play against New Hampshire one game. Stroke looked good. He played 10 minutes in that game. That's all we saw from Oogie all year long.
I honestly think it's kind of brilliant by Arizona. They didn't pay anything for him. I guarantee they didn't. And guess what? What if all of a sudden, through a whole year of rehab that he's had, that he didn't do anything this year? What if all of a sudden he pans out?
I know.
You're just like, okay, we got this for this is straight money ball.
If you're a Nebraska fan, though, you don't want to see that.
Yeah. Then you really think, what it could have been. Last year was amazing, but if you had a healthy Oogie on that team, obviously for this year.
This year is even more, more amazing. If he goes and has a really good year, that's just like, it wouldn't be to this level. But just think about like Saban. And then when they turned down Drew Brees because he didn't pass his physical, and they said no, and he goes to. And he becomes a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winning. Where would Saban have been at Miami with Drew Brees?
Ah.
And their doctor said, no can do.
Sure did.
And the guy's got a gold jacket.
Speaking of, Oogie, do you know how to pronounce his last name?
Jaroslavicius.
Passed a physical on his visit to Arizona last week, according to Jason Shear of Wildcat Authority. Passed a physical.
And he played one game at Nebraska. Exactly. Part of one game. The second half. Against New Hampshire.
He will become the third Lithuanian big man to play under Tommy Lloyd. I don't know these guys. Montiejus Krivas and Azula Tubelis.
Nice try. That sounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how if that's even close, but that was amazing that you just went
for
it.
You sounded pretty confident.
And got it. I wouldn't even have tried it. I wouldn't even have tried that.
Montiejus Krivas and Azula Tubelis.
I think it's Monte Krivas, but I like the thought there.
Yeah, and you hit that with... Talk about when you say something, when you say... Yeah. There's no chance I would have questioned you if that was the correct.
Just say confidently.
Yeah, no question.
So Oogie's going to Arizona. Surprise to, I think, majority of the whole fan base. But
really surprised.
We'll track him. It's
fascinating, actually. I hope he pans out for himself, but God, if you're a Nebraska fan, you're going to be.
You're not rooting against him.
If someone leaves, because he wouldn't have left, I mean, I think they're kind of saying, we're moving on.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always a tough one when you make that move. It's like, okay. And it's going to happen all the time. There's going to be players that go someplace else and they do something that's remarkable.
Amazing. Good job, Jake.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.